I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
It's 7:30 in the morning. I'm sitting at a small table in Los Gatos, California, the center of Silicon Valley. It's sunny outside, and Jack Boleto is holding a meeting that I'm attending. Now, you can Google Jack Boleto. He's the founder of VLSI Technology and probably a dozen or two other companies. He's at the table. There's another person at the table, and I've forgotten his name, but he's one of the few people in the world that can design a computer from scratch. He knows how to do the surface mount technology and the chips themselves. He worked for National Semiconductor for years and maybe one of the smartest people I've ever met in the computer science area. There was two other people in the meeting. I don't remember who they were, and they're not important. So we're sitting at this table on this sunny day in Silicon Valley, California, and Jack Boleto reads a press release. And it says, young fella in Texas announces the selling of computers over the phone or online. So wait a minute. You mean you're going to pick up the phone and dial somewhere and you're going to look at a computer and buy it online and it's going to cost $6,000? Yes. Jack Boleto laughed. Everybody there laughed, but not very long, because we realized that the fundamental idea behind what was going on, and let me stop for a second before I tell you what the fundamental idea is and ask you these questions. Do you know who Businessland was? They had 600 stores, several thousand people, were a high-flying IPO, went out of business. Do you ever hear of Computerland? They had 6,000 stores across America. Thousands of people, thousands of employees. They don't exist anymore. Inacomp. Right down the line, all the computer stores, for the most part, went out of business over a period of 5 or 6 or 8 years. And the word that I was going to tell you initially, the word that you should take out a pen and write down on a piece of paper and think about it, how it affects you. The word is disintermediation. Disintermediation. That's what happened. Yes, that company in Texas, that small tech company in Texas grew to be Dell Computer. And of course, everybody started buying computers online. No big problem. And the computer stores, which had garnered the entire market, because who would ever buy a computer without seeing it? That would have been unheard of. They're gone. Most people today don't even remember their names. But I can tell you that Businessland was unbelievable. You walked in, the people had blue suits on and white shirts, and they were knowledgeable and they were smart, and they delivered IBM computers and other kinds of computers. They're gone. They were one of the highest flying IPOs in Silicon Valley, but they became disintermediated. In other words, the value they added ceased to have value, and of course, they're gone. Now, I took the liberty before I started this podcast to look at the term disintermediation, and I'll give you the wiki definition. Disintermediation is the removal of intermediaries in economics from a supply chain or cutting out the middleman in connection with a transaction or a series of transactions. That's what's going on right across the United States. Don't kid yourself. Amazon is going to be one of the biggest disintermediation companies we've ever seen. Yes, they're going to deliver food to your house, and you're going to order it online. Because going to the store is a pain in the rear anyway. And if you get in your car and go to the store, and you spend an hour and a half at the store or hour going to the store and your bill is $35, wouldn't you really rather sit at home, order it, maybe pay an extra buck to get it delivered? Yeah, they're going to disintermediate a whole line of stores. And stores are worried. Now, will it happen overnight? No, but you can see it coming. Well, why is it important to you? Well, look at your job. Whatever you do, however you earn your living, can you be disintermediated? Can someone come along and cut you out of the supply chain? Think about it, because it's important. Let's face it. And think about it. What other examples of disintermediation have occurred that you recognize? What's a bank teller? They used to be where you'd go get cash, and along came ATMs. So bank tellers are still there, but they don't give you cash anymore. ATMs give you cash. So that particular function has been disintermediated. And that's right. So you could take a whole series of functions, and perhaps you can't disintermediate all of them. For example, I still go to a bank teller to get a cashier's check. Although I understand today you don't have to do that. You can almost do it online. But I don't go there to get cash anymore. Disintermediation. Banks? What about GEICO, the insurance company? What have they done? Well, I don't know anybody that likes going and talking to their insurance agent. Insurance agents don't know very much and aren't very helpful all the time. GEICO says, hey, do it online. They're trying to disintermediate agents. They use the same repair systems and repair companies when your car is an accident that the big insurance companies do, like State Farm. But they're trying to remove the agent because they feel the agent doesn't provide the value for the cost. Think about it. If the agent makes 30% on your insurance, do they provide 30% of the value? Probably not. And so they are in the process of being disintermediated. I did some work for Toyota. Toyota would like to eliminate the car dealer, not the car distributor, or not the car maintenance person, but the dealer. Because the dealers make a lot of money selling cars, and they don't do much to add to the process. I would much rather buy a car online. Oh my gosh, who would do that? Well, let's face it. That's what they said about computers. That's what Jack Belletto said in his office that day in Los Gatos, California. And sure enough, turned out that people have no problem buying computers online. And they won't have any problem buying cars online either. Because car dealers will be disintermediated. So what does this mean to you? I don't have a clue what it means to you. But what it could mean to you is think about how you earn your money, how you earn your revenue, how you earn your life, or how you live your life, what careers you have, and can you be disintermediated? You used to never be able to buy stocks without calling a broker. Who calls a broker anymore? Not very many people when you can trade stocks online for $3 or $4 or free. So brokers have been disintermediated. Now, there are still some big wealth managers out there, but generally they are for the elephants, the people have a lot of money. So that level perhaps has not been disintermediated. But the person that buys an occasional stock or invests $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000, the broker's gone for that. That person has been disintermediated. Now think for a second about what other things in your life, what other parts of the supply chain can be disintermediated and how it affects what you do. To me, when I and looking at a new company, or a new company comes to me and they say, Bob, what do you think? I try to see what problem they're solving. Are they disintermediating something? There's many, many different examples. There's no question that the internet has had a major impact because of disintermediation upon various industries. They modify the supply chains. But Amazon, to me, is going to be the biggest company, maybe in the world, because they are going to disintermediate anything that's in the way of a delivery chain from buying a product to delivering a product to you, where a part of that delivery chain doesn't have value. I can't help it. It might be obvious, but when you can go online and buy a pair of $30 slacks and have it delivered to you the next day for $2, is there any reason why JCPenney and some of these stores are having trouble? Amazon has figured out how to do it. They're edging out the middlemen. Direct selling and direct buying. I don't know many young people who go to stores anymore, except, yes, there are some women who do a lot of shopping at stores. But more often than not, they shop at the store, find out what they want, then they go online to buy it. We are in the process of one of the largest steps in disintermediation that the world has ever seen. And it won't be long before you'll buy that product direct from a company in China and have it delivered to you the next day by FedEx. Yes, that's going to happen. Remember, a lot of products come from China to a distributor, to a store, and then we buy it. So a product that might cost a dollar in China might cost us $2 by the time it gets here, with the various markups along the way for the distributors and the store. Believe me, China, many Chinese companies want to sell direct. They want to disintermediate everybody from Walmart to whoever they sell to. These things are happening right before our eyes. And it's my thought for the day. My thought for the day is, when you think about a new business, when you think about something to start, something that's new and fun, think about, what can you disintermediate over the internet? What thing that's being done now can you disintermediate? And that's all I have for today. It's not as busy a news day as some people might think, but I hope I brought a new concept to you, maybe one you're aware of but not thought about much. And I'm encouraging you to think about it a lot, because that's what we're going through now. 10 years from now, we're going to look back and we're going to see even more things, even more activities that have been disintermediated by the internet, by online, by the incredible job that FedEx has done, or even UPS, in being able to deliver a parcel across the country for a couple of dollars. I mean, just think about it. A postage, a letter, now costs 60 cents to send, and it weighs hardly anything. You can get a package shipped from Amazon to you on Prime for free. So somebody's paying, but they aren't paying very much. It's a couple of bucks. The post office, you can't ship a letter for under 60 cents. But I can buy a pair of slacks that weigh a pound or two from Amazon and get it shipped virtually for free. Can we disintermediate the post office? Probably. We probably can. Will it happen? Probably not. Should it happen? I think so. Now, there are other factors involved, but disintermediation, this could be called in retrospect. In other words, in 2030, they could look back and call the years 2000 to the years 2030, the age of disintermediation. No, I'm not making it up. think about it. I find it thought-provoking to think what things we're doing now will be disintermediated. I hope we don't eliminate a cup of coffee, because I really do enjoy getting my coffee and drinking it. I don't think that can be disintermediated. Talk to you later. It's Bob Sherwood with webtalkwithbob@gmail.com, signing off on October the 10th, 2017. I'm going to have some other things I'm going to say today, but they may not be as thought-provoking as the whole concept of disintermediation. I don't know why I get so excited about it, but I do, because it's this massive supply chain disruption that we're going through now. Ordering food, it's about to massively change in the next couple of years. I think there's going to come a time in the next few years, well, I won't go to the store. I'll simply go online, order it, and have it delivered. Oh, yes, I can see how it's fun to touch those apples and touch those oranges and things like that. But and that may still happen for some people. But frankly, going to the store to get butter, to get milk, to get a salad, to get certain things that I count on, I know they are going to be the same. I get the same milk every time. The milk may cost $2, but it might cost me $10 of my time and gas to go to the store. So you can see that what Amazon is doing is so obvious, and they have the money to implement it. And the stores, they don't know what to do because they're still thinking in the old-time marketing idea. You know, the old-time marketing idea, you put the milk and the bread in the back of the store so people will walk through all the aisles and make all these impulse buys. That's the old world. Doesn't exist anymore. Nope, it's gone. Now, if we want milk, we're going to buy milk and we're not going to go to the back of the store to do it. And if I could order it online today and get it delivered, I would do it. Bottled water, same way. All the staples. I don't have to worry about tasting my bottle of milk before I buy it. I just buy it, get it, and take it home. 80% of what I buy are staples, things that I know are good, potato chips, popcorn, bread, et cetera, et cetera. So don't kid yourself. Your trips to the store may be decreasing, particularly if you're a person like me. I'm in favor of disintermediation. Disrupt the supply chain. And that's what Amazon's doing. And I have to tell you, I am impressed. Whatever their stock price is today, it'll probably be triple in 2 or 3 years. Because there's nothing, it seems to me, they can't set up to be purchased online and deliver to your door. That's all for today. October the 10th, 2017. Have a good week and listen in. And by the way, yesterday was a big listening day for me. I had over 600 listens. So you must be passing these podcasts around. And thanks very much. Talk to you later.